Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, how the cast voted, plus playing FCC Scrabble, and more great sax solos right after this.
Dancing with the Stars is the hottest show of the summer, proving the old adage that any activity is better when shared with a celebrity. And when it comes to jumping on bandwagons, nobody does it with more enthusiasm than the folks at the Bob and Tom Television Network. So, look for these shows coming soon to a TV near you.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Louis Anderson just crushed my pelvis.
It's Lap Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
And there's even more, including Shaving with the Stars, getting a pap smear with the Stars, and sliding down banisters with the Stars.
I'm Dan Rather, and if I go down the banister one more time, my backside will be hotter than a whore on dollar day.
And if that's not enough, there's grave robbing with the Stars, eating Cheetos with the Stars, and even teabagging with the Stars.
Oh, sweet mother of God. How did I get paired up with Louis Anderson again?
Oh, man. Exclusively on the Tom Television Network. Catch the virus of quality programming.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, there they are, the sirens of SWAT.
What?
Glad you said SWAT.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the backup singers. Well,
the Titans.
Oh, that's right.
The ones
yeah,
you're
yeah.
thinking of.
Yeah.
The sirens of SWAT. The ladies, listen to them sing, Christy.
Come here. Come here.
They're not singing.
Well, they were singing. I'd say if you hadn't given me that look, they wouldn't have missed
well
it.
Well done. You are a master.
Welcome back to the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Glad to be here. Coming up, Ms. Pat will be our guest. Always a pleasure to talk with Ms. Pat. We'll see what's going on with her. And we have coming up tomorrow, I'm very excited, Mark Summers will be our guest, the legendary host of Double Dare.
I'm now, very excited.
Now
about
a fixture in one of the food channels.
I love him.
Yeah, we'll look forward to talking to
Josh. He really thinks it's funny if you act like you got a cold and want to shake hands with him. He thinks that's hilarious. You should try that.
Once again, Mark.
Sorry, Mr. Summers.
Mark, kind of a chuckle.
I've got kind of a cold.
Yes. Let's see. Hope your candidate won, wherever you are, whoever you are. Once again.
As long as you vote us, your favorite radio show. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
Back to you, Tom.
That was... we'll find out more about the election throughout the day. Still a couple close ones in various national elections. But
we have to.
I know Michigan voted marijuana in.
Oh, okay. But, recreational.
Yeah, but there's some complicated. I think it takes a year. I forget
what
the deal is. But, yeah, it'll be
I'll be summering in Michigan.
Legal in Michigan, which I believe it's the 10th state to have it fully recreationally legal. But there are restrictions on apparently driving and other things. So we'll have to see what happens with that, but kind of interesting.
All right.
Did you guys vote in schools and things or churches? Or
voted in a very nice church.
Same here, yeah.
I was in a school.
Very clean.
I
have a question. This may vary state to state. Do they get paid rent for the day for letting them set up in there, or is that a public service? Is that a courtesy?
I don't know.
In Philadelphia, you can vote in a hoagie shop.
Really? Oh.
There are guidelines.
That's sweet.
Americans with Disabilities Act, it has to be handicap accessible, et cetera. Okay. At Cotman and Castor Avenues in Philadelphia, Lee's Hoagie House is a polling place.
Hey, whatever.
And
nice.
You can grab a sandwich while you vote.
Now, when I was a little kid, it was a real big deal because they would take the gymnasium at my elementary school, and they would take it over for the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you're a little kid and you don't get to go to the gym, mm-hmm. everyone was pissed. But your parents would come in.
You'd right.
If they timed it right, you'd get to see them.
Yeah. Which,
but I can remember. And they took it very seriously.
Did your dad come in?
The men all wore hats.
Suit and tie?
Sure, yeah.
It's suit and tie and a hat?
Oh, my dad always, of course.
Of course. Sunday morning, you get up. You shamble downstairs. There's Pop in the chair reading the paper in his suit, in his tie.
Yeah, my dad, that was the way he grew up.
Honey, I'll have a Welsh rare bit.
You wore a tie on Sunday? I mean, just sitting in the chair?
Sal, is the journal up yet?
I think I can say, I don't think my father ever had on a pair of jeans.
Ever?
I don't think so.
Did you ever see him in just a t-shirt?
Oh, God, no. I don't think he owned one.
Well,
if you
did wear a pair of jeans, you'd have to help him put them on.
Well, that's because he was in a wheelchair, you incredible a-hole. If you were wondering who was going to be dick of the day, he just won.
Tell me the story again where he took you on your paper route. I love that story.
Oh, yeah, it was a real, there was this bad storm. My father, he hadn't driven since he was, I mean, like, 15 years. And
your father had polio.
Yes, right. So he decided.
Straight this out right now.
Refer to the earlier, he was in a wheelchair. Right. Maybe that's
so,
why.
Yeah, but he
drive.
Could walk with a cane a little bit for part of his life. So he decided he could drive. I swear to you, on a stack of Bibles, if you're familiar with where I go, there's a place called Soulgrave Oval right at the end of my street. If you go straight down my street, there's a stop sign. If you go straight, you hit this giant oval with a lot of dirt and trees.
Uh-huh.
We're heading right for it. I kid you not, he took his hands off the wheel, picked up his leg, because that was the bad one, and moved it over to the brake. I said, you know, Dad, maybe, and I was like in the fifth grade or something.
Yeah. Maybe I should drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you call him Dad or Pop? Or
Dad.
Father?
Yeah.
Do you have one of his hats?
I don't know. I don't think I do. I have a couple of his ties, and I've got a couple of his shirts I wear occasionally. And I have his watch. That's the only thing.
Oh, very nice.
Only thing he left me. But I'm
thinking back. Did he ever shake his head about you?
Oh, certainly. Oh, yeah. I can remember the time he looked at
mumbling,
me. Looked at me and he said, "I was listening to your show. You're working with Chuck. What's his name?
Chick? Oh, yeah.
No, your mom called me Chuck or Chad or something.
I would imagine he spent most of his time removing his glasses and then slowly rubbing the bridge of his nose,
sighing.
I think he was going.
That damn boy.
Did you ever hear about Chick McGee's interface with my mother? Now, this goes back.
Yes.
This goes back 15, 20 years when television wasn't what it is today.
Certainly not.
Now, most stations, I think this is pretty much universal.
You get a guy.
When you pop on the station, it will tell you there'll be a logo in the corner or there'll be a...
Right.
Well, back in this particular era of television, you could mark the stations on the screen with the remote control.
Yeah, you'd have to do it yourself.
So,
right,
say
you might
take your local NBC affiliate and write on it, you know, whatever channel it was and put NBC.
Yeah.
Oh, Chick thought it would be funny.
Well, no, there were four letters, like WCMH, right. NBC affiliate or whatever, and you could put that in the corner.
Right.
So you flipped over.
Without saying what he put there, let's just say it would have been a Canadian radio station. If you follow me.
And then I got silly. I just put the F word on a couple of them. It was
hilarious.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't know his mom was coming.
My mom came in. And
I did this.
The green room in the office used to be the same room,
the
right next to the
office.
Air booth. Yeah, so that was nice. But yeah.
Did she ever mention that?
No, she was too...
She's too much of a lady.
Too classy.
Yeah.
The only time it really got bad was when whenever we played Scrabble, my brothers and sister and I, we played FCC Scrabble. And for those of you that like to play Scrabble, the FCC Scrabble game works this way. Any word you can't say on television or radio is double word score automatically. So we were doing that, and my mom moseyed over with some apple pie and...
Of course she did.
Of course.
Yes.
Rather awkward.
Wearing a star-spangled skirt and with sparklers in her head.
And, of course, my sister was the one who had put down the same word that Chick McGee put on the television.
Ah.
Apparently it's a Canadian radio station. See? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. In any event, how do you like my idea of putting the Mega Millions jackpot? If you vote, you get a free jackpot ticket. I think it's a great idea. Would really encourage voting. But then again, do I really want more people to vote? I got
called for jury duty.
Recently?
Yeah. I'm going to ignore it. What do you think about that?
You should not do that.
What do you think about that?
I think it's fine, yeah.
No, it says a warrant may be issued for my arrest. Right?
Right.
Oh, boy.
They're not going to arrest me. I'm Jim.
You're a media darling.
I'm a national treasure.
That's right.
Bernie Sanders,
He won. He won, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He won over Zupan. Yeah.
Zupan.
Isn't Zupan a prescription drug?
You have high blood pressure.
You need Zupan.
It sure sounds like a drug, doesn't it?
Zupan, it sounds like a...
Superhero.
Or a superhero's arch nemesis.
Yes, Zupan.
Zupan has taken over the nuclear codes.
Colonel Zupan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Josh, you had to be happy. Probably this is the first time in ages you've gone into a booth and didn't need a roll of quarters and some Kleenex.
It was very refreshing. Oh, yeah, it was quite a change of pace.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Wow. It's a wonder you were able to keep your hands off yourself.
I was asked to leave. Yeah.
Good Lord.
You didn't scream out.
Handed you a mop and said, here, clean up your mess.
See, you didn't go in the voting booth and scream out, hey, there's no toilet paper in here.
If you're going to do that.
That gem.
That nugget.
We should do T-shirts.
Why won't this thing flush?
So did you get the sticker? Did you put a sticker on saying I voted?
I put a sticker on it, social media, and then got yelled at for that. So
what?
Got yelled at for voting?
Who yells at you for voting?
Oh, people, your participation trophy, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I was actually just making a joke because I put it on a piece.
If you don't vote, stop bitching.
I got a free T-shirt at J. Crew for my sticker.
Oh, very nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah, there are places you can go, and they give you free food.
And they gave me 20% off my thing.
I had no idea.
What the hell is it?
I know.
There are Election Day specials
really
all over the place.
It was really special. Yeah.
I put mine on my 2-year-old.
There you go. They love stickers.
On her forehead, not say anything? Or did you put it on her back and let her walk around the house? That's what you did, along with a kick me sign, right?
She wanted it right on the front of her shirt.
Well, kids love stickers.
They love stickers.
Yeah.
You'll be at the grocery store checking out. I've got some stickers. All of a sudden, oh, cool. Don't you wish you could be pleased that easily?
Yes.
Don't you wish like, you were at the grocery store and that sexy 20-year-old goes, would you like me to take my shirt off? Wow. And do you have any stickers
would
for my
dog? Would you like me to take my shirt off?
I thought he was going to go, would you like a sticker?
So this happened. This happened to me
I'm just saying, wouldn't that be a nice surprise?
There was a senior.
Certainly sexist and awful. But
there was I'm almost a senior, but there was an old lady in front of me, and she was like, there's my signature. And then she took her purse.
Well, good for her.
Vera Bradley. And she just chatting up every day.
What's nice
day?
For,
yeah,
start,
nice, day.
Nice for her to get out
I
and
start
do her civic duty.
Sighing and rolling my eyes.
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah.
Under
your breath, you were
saying things that rhyme with pun. And
then you're screaming, "Where's the nearest bar?"
No, so then I
how
get
could
up.
I be expected to do this without ice?
So I get up to the. That's right. Josh is an inveterate masturbator, and I'm an alcoholic.
That's right, yeah.
Anyway, I get up to the, and I recognize one of the ladies, and she's like the nicest person. She's one of my daughter's friends. So I had to try to save it by being charming. How about this election day, huh?
I have an etiquette question for all of you. So they're going through their scrolls. You give them your ID. They're looking for your name.
Yeah. Where did you vote? Ancient Rome?
You can clearly see your name.
Right.
They are looking all over the place for it. Do you go, I'm right there?
Yeah, I pointed.
I do.
Okay, yeah.
I would.
That's what I do, too.
Well, aren't you a know-it-all?
You help them out.
I don't know how they weren't seeing it. I wanted to clunk their heads together.
Why don't you sit there
They're
all
volunteers.
Day?
No, I know.
Why don't
They're
you sit there all day?
Yeah, no, can we start paying people so they actually do a decent job?
Deal with mildly pissed off people because of smartasses like you and me.
I need to find my license.
Does anybody do worse work than a volunteer?
Hey, what are you talking about?
Boy, that's so true.
Oh, my God.
No incentive to do well.
Yeah. If you want to help us, if you're not doing anything, you want to come out and give us a hand, that'd be really great.
They were
charming. And then you get these slack-jawed morons.
They were charming and delightful. And I actually voted for someone that I wasn't really familiar with the particular race that they were running in. But as I was walking in, someone said some words to me and handed me a little
piece of paper.
You know, vote for this guy. He's cool.
Right.
I felt bad for all those guys. I took all of them. I felt bad for
there
all of them.
There was only one where I voted.
I took five.
I go, no thank you to everybody, and walked by.
See?
I did that once for a candidate. That's horrible work.
We were talking. Yesterday was International Saxophone Appreciation Day.
Saxophone.
And this caused me to play this. In 1814,
we took a little trip. Now we have to explain this.
You know, just because everything's coming up, Josh, lately, don't you start criticizing my little...
Oh, things are going very well for me.
And that's the Ballad of Willie Horton?
Johnny Horton. It's the Ballad of New Orleans. And the saxophone was invented in 1814, right?
And that song barely references it. He was born in 1814,
He was born in
That's right, so it wasn't
When was it invented?
Several years later. He didn't invent it until he was in his... elderly phase of life.
Yeah.
Like 30-ish.
Why don't we know what the date was?
Oh, for gosh sakes.
Under the patent for the sack. Well, look, there's the reason we're talking about this. By the way, the Ballad of Willie Horton was a tune used in a presidential election. Just ask Mike Dukakis. We have...
that helmet picture did it for
hilarious.
Dukakis.
1840.
There you go. So if you find us all with
1840!
So he was 26 when he invented the saxophone?
That's very good, Josh. And if he would have invented it in 1850, how old would he have been?
Oh, he would have been 36.
Yeah. Exactly.
And the reason I ask is because I want to know what you've done with your life.
Yes.
This guy was 26.
When you were 26, what were you doing?
Other than the four-camera shoot of your garage right now with your Simply Safe. Okay, now we were talking about the saxophone, great sax solos. We mentioned this one this is from Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side. It's great at the end.
When he's on stage, he can barely reach the mic.
I didn't realize he was so short.
Tiny little guy.
Great sax. And the story in that was a guy named Ronnie Ross, who was David Bowie's saxophone teacher when he was a kid. And they called him in to do that session.
It was Rindy Ross's grandfather. Rindy was in Quarter Flash.
False.
yeah, that's a lie.
Move on.
Yeah. Sounds like truth, though, didn't it?
I believe it. I was believing it.
How about this one? Josh, this is too easy for you. Chick, what song is this? Great sax solo in.
Oh, it's the Dark Side, Pink Floyd of the Moon. Right? Pink Floyd of the Moon. Isn't that right?
Big song.
The gig, Great Gig in the Sky. I love that song. Oh, Us and Them.
There you go.
Us and Them.
There you go.
I knew you'd get there.
I think that's...
Turn the echo up. Oh, it's brilliant.
I think that's... Dean, isn't that a guy named... Isn't that Dick Perry, P-A-R-R-Y?
It is, yeah.
I think. Yeah, okay.
Katy Perry's grandfather.
Also false.
Stephen Perry's...
Okay, Josh, how about this one? Another sax solo, great sax solo from a rock song.
I don't have this either.
This sounds like the intro to Too Close for Comfort.
Time Passages.
Oh, God.
Time Passages.
By Al Stewart. I knew that one.
Time Passages.
That's Phil Kenzie on the sax on that one.
Well, don't tell me you don't like Year of the Cat by Al
Stewart. I kind of don't. I don't really get it.
You mean in a scene from a Bogart movie?
In the Year of the Cat.
Where they turn back time.
Yeah, I kind of don't like his voice, but,
Okay, well, I think we covered all. We covered a lot of them.
You still haven't played the greatest of all time.
What's that?
It's the end-all, be-all.
Breaking Benjamin's, my sphincter hurts or whatever.
saxophone solo.
From?
Mr. Boots Randolph.
You listen to this. This is why the saxophone was invented.
It's very fun.
This is what Adolf Sax had in mind.
No, I think Adolf Sax, I'm guessing, probably had in mind some kind of fascist group marching into Poland.
Just guessing.
I bet it started out as some sort of self-gratification device. The saxophone, that's what he was shooting for.
And then you can hump this end, you see. And then,
trying to blow it or suck
it. What I thought we would do here is...
What is wrong with you people?
Nothing. Have we completed sports?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.